hero. Become a member of KX93.5. Your $50 donation goes a long way. KX93.5.com for details.
Love, it's a funny thing. It'll make you cry. It'll make you sing. Lord knows I've tried turning something into something that wasn't mine. Only you changed my mind. Yeah, just when I thought I was dark, I was lost, you turned on the light. Oh, you turned on the light. I wanna hold your hand for an hour straight. Step my bare feet on your bare feet and go slow dancing in the rain. I wanna squeeze my face against your face. Eskimo kiss for a bit. Trace my nose on your lips. I'm so lucky to be loved this way. Cause you changed my mind. Just when I thought I was dark, I was lost, you turned on the light. Oh, you turned on the light. Baby, baby, I just can't get enough of you. Addicted to the way you love me too. Oh, I just can't get enough of you. Sit on your lap and just relax. Take in the afternoon with you, cause at times it'll be all we have. I wanna smell your forehead and kiss it, and watch when you laugh, cause I know that you like it. You and I in a crowded room, but there's only us two inside it. Cause you changed my mind. I thought I was dark, I was lost, you turned on the light. Oh, you turned on the light.
All right, there you go. The song is called The Light, and you heard it here first on member-supported KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. It is by Alyssa JC. That is original music from an independent artist. And Alyssa JC is here in studio with me right now. Hi.
Hi, Mooksie Poopsie.
So we have you here. Why? Because you're just visiting on the holidays?
For a couple reasons, but yes, I'm here to visit my family.
Cool.
And I played a show last night in San Diego, which is where I'm born and raised.
How did that go?
It was awesome.
Where was that show?
It was a very meaningful show for me. It was at the Westgate Hotel downtown. Mm-hmm. And that's actually where I first started singing ever. So back in 2005, before I sang ever in my life, really, I stood up there.
I mean, that was like your first gig?
My first gig. My
no
first
kidding.
Real gig was up at the Westgate.
Well, so much has happened since then, including putting out various singles, and I guess you got a new EP in the works, and you even relocated to a pretty rad music town, huh?
Yes. I am obsessed with living in Nashville. I love talking about it. I recently just put up about 9 or 10 brand new videos from me performing, Actually, I have a regular gig up in Alabama, so it's from that gig. But I talk about Nashville in every single video clip. I sound like an idiot, but no. I really am passionate about it. I talk about it a lot.
That's cool. What an amazing city to be in, I imagine. And you just hit the ground running. And the new music, from what I've heard so far, sounds great.
Thank you.
Who did you link up with in Nashville as far as like music-related stuff?
Well, I had met maybe three or four people from touring there the previous about 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I moved there with nothing. I moved there with a little bit of money in my savings account, no job lined up, not really knowing a lot of people, and just made it work.
But you're not totally new as far as, you know, playing venues around, you know, I guess you cut your chops being a musician and playing live down in San Diego. So you know what it's like to be an active touring, you know, gigging musician. So I think that that's freaking awesome for you to be able to move out there and kind of carve your own path.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did it differently than I think a lot of people would normally do it. I did it just with savings, which I think a lot of other musicians might be trying to work up the savings before they can do something like that. Mm. But I think the smart thing to do is you work your tail off so you have a little bit of money to cushion yourself while you find your own way. And I started with hosting live music is really how I started making my first, you know, initial income.
Hosting open mics type of thing?
I would book people. I became like Nashville's, I was booking for four nights of music, three venues. And I, all of a sudden someone heard me from BB King's and they're like, you want to come sing at BB King's? So I had a gig, a regular Wednesday gig at BB King's, the only acoustic person there where everyone else was playing for like in a big band.
Amazing.
It works if you work at it.
Oh, what are some of your favorite venues to play in Nashville? Like if I was to go and visit you, you know, next weekend or whatever, where would you tell me to peep out? And what venues do you miss playing here in Southern California?
Okay, I would say the number one venue to go to in Nashville is the Listening Room. Mm-hmm. Because it's not all country music. I am not a country artist, and we'll talk about that.
I think one might make the argument of the song we just played on the air, Borderline Americana, you know what I mean?
And
definitely. I don't know if it was just because you were around Nashville.
People have said that since my very first release of a song. Like, you sound pop country. And this year, I was nominated for the Nashville Independent Music Awards for Best Live Country Performer.
Wow.
So some people are hearing country. I guess.
You're not aiming for any sort of sound, right? It just kind of comes out organically, right?
I figured out from the next song you're going to play, Drowning Me. Mm-hmm. I wrote that last summer. And when I wrote that, that is the genre I want to pursue the most, which is what I've always heard myself sounding like. I just wasn't able to play guitar maybe well enough. I wasn't comfortable enough singing that way. But I call it pop soul is what I want to pursue.
So now you're able to come up with a concept in your head and actually execute that.
Correct.
That must be an incredible feeling for an artist, huh?
It took 9 years to find who I am as an artist. Mm-hmm. I've been all over the place. Well, you'll see from previous six album releases of mine, it's everywhere. Pop, soul, Americana, country, folk, rock, blues, jazz. It's all in there.
And you're all doing it yourself. No label or anything like that.
No manager.
Very cool.
No.
So when are these this awards show you speak of?
It happened already. So
okay.
I was nominated. I didn't win, but I was nominated.
Well, you're still very new.
After a year and a half of living in a new city with all those artists, that was pretty cool.
Awesome.
To be recognized like that.
Again, this is Alyssa Jacy live in our Pearl Street studios on Member Supported Radio. We've done this before.
We have.
in a big corporate building down in San Diego for a different radio station, you know, but now we're here. And what do you think of our studios now
Honestly,
that we got you here?
This is gorgeous. And I'm not going to say it only because the sign is bright blue. It's not because your sign outside is electric royal blue.
That's just because, that's true. But you're looking through the blue glass right there, you see?
Oh,
yeah, that's why. If you look through that one,
I have blonde highlights now.
Leave me alone. Yellow sign.
Oh, darn it. Okay, well, you know what? It's blue to me. So, but it's very classy. It's very intimate. The tables are so clean.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that.
Yes. The mics are pretty. I mean, they don't smell.
Yeah. I think I told you before, coming from a background of like corporate radio and stuff like that, commercial radio, being here at what's called a non-com is incredibly fulfilling, just generating content for artists. And like I told you before, taking a chance on a record. Type of thing. Anyway, AlyssaJacy.com is in fact the website.
Yes.
And you can find all the merch, all the records, all the videos, everything, right?
When you think merch, think Alyssa doesn't have merch. Really, I don't really have merch other than music.
Fair enough. Alyssa Jacy, this whole blue thing is getting out of control.
It is not.
We have to talk about that, but if it would be agreeable to you, I would like to play another track, provided provided by you.
Can I give an explanation about it? Or are you going to wait till after?
That was my next question.
Shut up.
I need a VH1 Storytellers type of moment with this song called Drowning Me.
Last summer, I wrote this song, and I played it out at my first show, and I had all kinds of reactions that I had actually never really had before with a song. I mean, I've written close to 400 songs now, and I've had a lot of positive things been said about a lot of other songs, but this song has really just snowballed into this big thing, and people really love it. So the more I played it, the more it got requested. And when my brother heard it, he's like, "What's it about?" And I couldn't answer, and it took me 6 months to figure it out. And what it's about, it's not about a relationship, it's about leaving San Diego. I felt like I had reached a point in San Diego where I couldn't take it anymore. I kept hitting my head against the ceiling. I felt like I was in a bubble and I was going to drown if I didn't leave. And that's about leaving Nashville.
That makes perfect sense. Let's play the song and then more in our Pearl Street studios with Alyssa JC right after this. Again, the single is called Drowning Me. It's new music on KX93.5.
There's no other way to put this. I'm leaving you tonight. The strong only get stronger when their heart's not soaked in wine. And I faked that I loved you, 'cause I like the look that you gave. Every time you caught yourself taking my breath away, well, you belong in a bottle. Never good enough. And I faked that I loved you, 'cause I liked the look that you gave. It was almost desperation, like you needed to be seen. Sugarcoat goodbye. There's nothing sweet about a sting, honey, when a life is sacrificed. And I faked that I loved you, 'cause I liked the look that you gave. Every time you caught me falling, but I knew you'd let go one day. You belong in a bottle. I belong at sea. And I know if I don't leave you now, you're gonna end up drowning me.
The song is called Drowning Me, original music by Alyssa JC, who is in studio with me on KX93.5. We are live. We are live in the studio, and thanks for being such a good talker.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I get artists coming in here, and they just don't want to talk at all. And
they leave
me out there dangling in the radio waves.
Ask me a question.
Do you have a favorite ice cream flavor?
Yeah.
That's, boy.
Like that?
There was ever an ice cream. I imagine your favorite ice cream would be blue.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
I imagine so. That was Alyssa JC's music. We played a couple tracks from her. Apparently there's an EP in the works that would be tentatively scheduled to come out when?
I would say late spring. It's going to be an album because I have 3 new singles I released this year. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of recording 6 or 7 new songs right now.
Cool. The last song we just played, Drowning Me, did you link up with any rad producers for this thing, or did you just...
You know, I have found the best producer. His name is Brian Irwin. Mm. He played drums on the second track that you just heard, Drowning Me.
Cool.
And bass on the first one. And yeah, wow. Like, these two songs out of every song I've ever had recorded are certainly how I hear myself and how I heard myself as an artist inside my head.
Right.
And that's why I'm doing another 6 songs with him.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, from what we've heard so far, it does in fact sound great. And you got to keep us in the loop musically with anything and everything you're doing.
Definitely. Thank you.
AlyssaJC.com is the website. You have an infatuation with the color blue. I don't know if that's the right choosing of words.
Right.
I knew you'd be wearing some sort of blue clothing upon arrival today. You even have blue streaks in your hair, which is so super cool.
Thank you.
And I'm wearing my blue hat because I knew you'd be here.
Thanks.
How did that originate? That's definitely a thing.
It's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
I've been into the color since I was about 15 or 16. And so do I talk about age on this? I really don't care if people know my age.
Okay,
I turn 32 next month.
It's really up to you. There you go.
So I've been obsessed with this color for like... Is that 16 years?
A good long time.
A long time. So when I started singing in 2005, that year my grandma passed away from Alzheimer's. And I promised myself that at some point when I started making enough money to give back, I would try to combine my obsession with this color and donating to the Alzheimer's Association. So while their color is purple, I ask my fans to bring the crew and wear their blue. So when they buy tickets to see my shows and they're wearing the color blue, or they buy a CD and they're wearing the color blue, I donate a dollar from every one of those ticket sales or CD sales to the Alzheimer's Association.
Cool.
So
yeah,
I'm affiliated with the Nashville chapter and they get a check from me every month.
That is very admirable work, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Again, Alyssa JC is here. When people, I guess when you meet people in Nashville, you get into a conversation and you say, oh, I'm a musician. I'm playing this venue Thursday, this venue on Saturday. And they ask you what sort of music you play. What do you tell them?
I always say pop soul. Mm-hmm. And I try to describe it quickly, like Sarah Bareilles, but on guitar. Because she plays piano and I don't. And I feel like she and I have a very similar sound / very similar personalities on stage.
Right. That makes sense to me. Although you were nominated for a country category in the Nashville Independent Music Awards there.
Right. Crazy. I know. They threw in country. It was best live country performer. So I figured from playing anywhere from 20 to 26 shows a month the first 6 months of this year, a lot of people got a chance to see me perform, and I'm hoping that's kind of why I was chosen.
So let's say you play 20 to 26 shows in the month of December or January. Is it predominantly solo work? Are you accompanied by musicians on stage?
Just recently, over the last couple months, I've been a trio. There's a percussionist and a cellist. And myself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so super cool. I imagine there are videos online. You
definitely.
See that type of
definitely.
Stuff.
Definitely.
Cool.
I mean, most of it is me. But when we do some shows together as a little trio.
Well, if it would be agreeable to you now, we got to hear from our underwriters or, sponsors of the radio station. You know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do all of this rad content for artists here.
I'm going
to
send them an air hug.
On the air. Yes. We're sending you air hugs and kisses from our Pearl Street studios. We do realize we have a lot of new listeners, and if you're not familiar with what we've been doing, we're just about a year old here in Southern California. It's a non-com. You could donate to the station. It's a tax write-off. You could be a member of the radio station and help support independent radio, and all the details are online on kx935.com. So we'll hear from our underwriters, and you brought that beautiful acoustic guitar, and we could get a couple songs out of you live, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
More with Alyssa JC after this.
KX935.
Our new KX935 t-shirts are in. They're available at Laguna Surf and Sport and Thalia Surf, and proceeds will benefit your local independent radio station. The art's by local artist Sly Dog, and there's only a limited stock, so get them while they're hot. Check out the rad design at KX935.com. Can you cut the sleeves off these things?
KX935, Laguna's only FM.
Are you confused about the new Affordable Care Act? Is your home properly insured for earthquake and fire damage? Looking for rates on auto insurance? At Hill Insurance in downtown Laguna, we can help you with all of these questions and more. We specialize in all personal and commercial insurance lines. We are a third-generation local business that has been serving the community for over 60 years. We are located at 319 3rd Street across from the Water District and can be reached at 494-8008 and on the web at www.gfjhillinsurance.com. We love meeting our Laguna neighbors.
Your local luxury real estate specialist, Chris Guziak, is proud to be a sponsor of KX935. The latest Laguna Beach real estate news and market information may be found at guziakgroup.com.
KX935 is underwritten by Tuttle Click Automotive Group with Ford Lincoln, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Mazda Hyundai dealerships in Irvine, Tustin, and San Juan Capistrano. Mr. Click is also a generous supporter of Boys and Girls Clubs in South County and Breaker Sports Broadcast here in Laguna Beach. TuttleClick.com.
Greetings from all of us here at Gelato Paradiso, where we are celebrating the flavors of fall with the return of green apple sorbet and pumpkin spice gelato. Available for take-home, these fall favorites can go from our kitchen to yours just in time for the season's festivities. You can find us in Peppertree Lane or online at gelatoparadiso.net.
The major fundraiser for Laguna Beach Schools, the School Power Community Campaign, is on now. Hi, I'm Marissa Slater.
And I'm Lucas Capobianco. So much happens with the donations you give School Power.
Thanks to your support, Laguna schools will soon be wired with the latest technology access. At the high school, School Power money funds music, science, athletics, foreign language, and performing arts programs.
As a senior, it is fantastic to have our three counselors helping us with college applications and everything we need. School Power helps make this happen.
Your support will make the difference. LBSchoolPower.org. Or call 494-6811.
The School Power Community Campaign is on right now. Call today.
Here's what people are saying about the new KX93.5.
Actually, I listen to it all the time, like 24 hours a day. So, like, you guys have a great variety of music. I love it.
Laguna's only FM. KX93.5.
That's right. We are Laguna's only FM. Just because of the geography of this place, you can't get any other Los Angeles or San Diego stations. So that is a good thing. It is Mookie. I'm in, live in our studio with Alyssa Jacy. We got to spell your name correctly so people could Google it and check out your stuff online, right?
Yay. Yes. It's AlyssaJacey.
There you go. And yeah. People could find all the videos, all the downloads of songs. And
YouTube has lots of stuff. Twitter. Cool. I have my own Pandora station, Alyssa Jacy Music on Pandora. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, of course.
What do you think it spits out at you if you go to Pandora and type in Alyssa Jacy? What do you think are some of the other artists that it throws out at you?
Ingrid Michaelson is on there.
Cool.
Sheryl Crow is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Colby Calais.
Right on.
Yeah.
I would say that's... pretty accurate, I guess.
It's a good, you know? It's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. So you did bring that beautiful acoustic guitar.
I did.
With a blue capo on. Yes. Is that the term?
It's a blue.
For that little thing?
This little contraption. It's blue. And I have, thanks to my lifelong dear good girlfriend here, Lauren, she gave me a personalized blue Alyssa Jacy pick for my birthday like 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
So that's awesome.
I have, actually I have a few of these. If you want one to put up on the wall for all the people who give a which is just my mom.
You got to sign our wall before you get out of here as well.
I have a blue Sharpie.
I'm sure. Do you? Of course you do.
People think I'm crazy.
So we do have you with your guitar.
Yes.
This is definitely one of the perks of being on air here is I get performances right in front of my face. It's very, very cool. Don't be distracted by me taking a picture of you.
I won't.
And posting it on Instagram. Fair enough. Oh, by the way, where can people find you on Twitter and all of that stuff?
Sure. I'm on it. I am an avid Instagrammer. Cool. So it's at Alyssa Jacy Music for Instagram, Facebook at Alyssa or / Alyssa Jacy Music, and everything else like Twitter, YouTube. It's Alyssa Jacy.
Cool. We'll talk about the perils of being an independent artist pretty soon and some advice you might give for some of those who would like to make music their full-time job.
Sure.
But you know, what'd you want to rip into first?
Well, this is one of my favorite songs I'm going to be putting on my album I'm recording right now. It's called Man on the Run.
Very cool.
I wrote it this year about 7 months ago.
At your leisure. This is Alyssa JC in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5.
Well, the time has come when the last note of the fat lady's been sung. Just remember, not the one who turned you away. I've been dyeing my hair. I tried everything to get you to kill, but you were so unaware. My story just turned the page. I could go on and on, but I can't sing this song. Oh, knowing I'm not the one. I could sing about your kiss, how it's the taste you leave that I miss. But it comes down to this: I'm just chasing the sun. You'll never set, I'll never settle for a man on the run. Ooh, I'll never settle for a man on the run. I tried picking my battles, but you kept choosing your scars. Oh, gatekeeper, hold the key to my imprisoned heart. I knew if I let you in, from the second I smelled your skin, oh, I'd be yours. No recollection of love before. I could go on and on, but I can't sing this song. Oh, knowing I'm not the one. I could sing about your kiss, how it's the taste you leave that I miss. But it comes down to this: I'm just chasing the sun. You'll never set, I'll never settle for a man on the run. Well, my daddy taught me that chivalry lives. Never settle for a man who doesn't live by this. My brother said true love is found when we don't go looking for it. So I won't go looking for it. Drum solo. I can go on and on, but I can't sing this song. Oh, knowing I'm not the one. I can sing about your sweet kiss, how it's the taste you leave that I miss. But it comes down to this: I'm just chasing the sun. You'll never set, I'll never settle for a man on the run. You'll never set, I'll never settle. So I guess it's best if I let go. Never settle for a man on the run. Never settle for a man on the run.
Awesome. That is Alyssa JC live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I didn't know there was a drum solo in that particular song. If you would have given me, you know, a proper notice, I would have done that
drum solo
for you. Absolutely.
There has to be drums in most everything I do on a day-to-day basis, because drums are really like my favorite instrument. You can't play drums and sing without some accompaniment. Mm. So guitar is probably better for that.
Now, you're a self-taught musician, more or less, right?
I taught myself guitar and drums, yeah. So you see videos of me singing on the drums on YouTube.
I would also say that, I guess, one's vocals or whatever would also be a musical instrument in itself. And you sing beautifully.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're not even classically trained or anything like that, right?
No, I took 6 months of lessons my first year singing, and that was all I could afford at the time, and I haven't taken a lesson since then.
Amazing.
Just sang a lot.
Well, I could also tell that there's a lot of soul, and it definitely comes out in your live performance. Again, this is Alyssa JC sweeping through Southern California briefly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when do you head back home to Nashville?
Friday morning.
What day is it today?
No idea. Oh. That's the day after. Wait, hold on.
Oh, no, it's the day after Thanksgiving. Sure. So, yeah.
So probably the day that the least amount of people are going to be flying, right? Wrong.
Yeah. Good luck with that. But God willing, one day you'll have a private blue jet.
You know what?
And you'll be able to...
Can we talk about this?
With less of a carbon footprint. Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact that I don't need to be famous. Like, people automatically assume that just because I'm a musician, I care to be on the cover of a magazine or in movies or things like that. And that has never been my goal. I don't need to have a jet. Anything blue is cool. But my ultimate goal really was to make a living playing original music. And I did that starting this year. And that's what makes me happy.
And let's talk about that. What an accomplishment that is. And what advice would you give to the people out there who would like to make music their full-time job?
I started my own business, side business outside of playing music, obviously, is mentoring some artists. And I've developed something that I call the process. So it has about 10 different steps in it of what to do and what not to do and sharing what I do personally. So I actually have 4 clients signed up to work with me for December. I've had 1 to 3 clients signed up from the beginning. And just really basically, I just want everyone to be genuine and professional and really work hard. You have to work hard at it, and you can't just expect that this is going to happen for you.
And you got to be ready to play those divey, grungy bars and coffee shops where nobody's paying attention.
In the beginning,
and all
yes.
those sorts of gigs, right?
Yes, but don't be afraid that when you feel like you've gotten to a place or that you see you have a greater following or you notice a strong difference. Like when I first started, I wasn't good at all. I really, really was not. And not that I'm good right now, I'm better. And I say no to gigs now that don't pay me. And you can do that. And it's not because I'm cocky or arrogant. It's because I know I deserve that now.
Absolutely. Well, good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So people could totally reach out to you, and you'd love to guide them in the right direction as far as this music business thing, huh?
I would love to, yes.
Awesome. And again, alyssajc.com is the website.
Yeah, and they can email me directly if you want to ask me questions about the mentoring thing. I have an initial 11 questions that I want you to answer so I can figure out whether or not I'm actually qualified to help you, because I can't help everybody, and I'm honest with you up front about that. You can email me at alyssajcmusic@gmail.com.
There you go. She is an artist who is doing it, I guess, all on her own, giving money to various charitable fundraising areas and stuff like that.
Take your time. We'll
she she loves the color blue, and I don't even know what day it is anymore. We're really working hard because we have Thursday and Friday off here.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So just to make the station run for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is, it's been a long day already.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah, totally. But we're happy to have you here. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Alyssa JC thus far before we get another song live?
Yeah, I'm just grateful to be here, and I'm thankful for you taking your time to have me here, and for the listeners out there.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of all. Just thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Again, keep us in the loop musically. We'll give you some stickers to take back to Nashville, and you can sticker up your favorite venue. You got to sign our wall before you head on out.
Sure can.
And we are tuning that beautiful acoustic guitar. I'm surprised you don't have a blue guitar.
That's next. I'm saving up for that.
Are you really?
Yeah, I would love to have
You don't have one.
But here's the thing. I had a blue Takamine, and I'm not going to say anything else about that. I had one.
Okay.
You gotta take different steps after you play something like that. Anyway.
Is there a certain shade of blue that is...
Royal.
Royal blue.
Excites me.
Fair enough. How about Mazarine?
What is that?
I think it's a shade of blue.
That sounds like a sneeze. Mazarine.
Bless you. all right, Alyssa JC live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. What song did you kind of want to wrap it up with this early evening?
I'm going to play a little bit more of an upbeat song, the second song that I wrote when I moved to Nashville.
Cool.
I'm recording it right now as well. It's called You Think You Know Somebody.
Okay. AlyssaJC.com is the website. KX935.com is our website. If you missed anything we did on this, in-studio session, the audio will be on demand and live forever up on KX935.com. Probably tomorrow when I get around to uploading it.
Okay.
You don't mind.
Are you going to sleep first, maybe, I wonder?
Probably so.
That'd be great.
Oh, yeah, I totally have to do that. All right. I'm sorry, so what did you want to play?
It's called Eye of the Tiger. No, I'm just kidding. It's called You Think You Know Somebody.
All right. At your leisure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. when walking down the streets of Nashville. I never know who I'm gonna run into. I stopped in the middle next to second fiddle when you play. Yeah, hey. You couldn't look me in the eye. You're still talking all about your life and who you know. Oh, oh, well, it's clear to me you're on one-way streets, and that's not the direction I'm gonna go. You think that you know somebody, but you don't. You think that you know somebody. Oh, you think that you know somebody, but you don't. You think that you know somebody, but you don't. No, you don't. I went walking down the streets of San Diego. I swam from the sun was shining bright up in the sky. I rolled down my window just to say hello. But you just kept on walking by. You think that you know somebody, but you don't. You think that you know somebody. Yeah. You think that you know somebody, but you don't. You think that you know somebody, but you don't. No, no. No, you don't. Oh. You thought I thought everything was fine until you broke my trust when you crossed the line. Now there's a match in your hand, smoke in the sky, the bridge is burned. You think that you know somebody, but you don't. You think that you know somebody. Oh. You think that you know somebody, but you don't. You think that you know somebody. Oh, oh, you think that you know somebody, but you don't. You think that you know somebody, but you don't. No, you don't.
Hi, we're KX93.5, and thanks to both of you for listening. Woo! KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.